Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You may have seen it yourself. It is the World History Revisions, said to have been put together by Richard Lederer, a teacher at St. Paul's School. Here are a few choice excerpts that his students are said to have written. Adam and Eve were created from an apple tree. Jacob, son of Isaac, stole his brother's birthmark. The inhabitants of Egypt were called mummies. They traveled by Camelot. Moses led the slaves to the Red Sea, where they made unleavened bread, which is bread made without any ingredients. In the Renaissance, Martin Luther was nailed to the church door of Wittenberg for selling papal indulgences. He died a horrible death, being excommunicated by a bull. Then for modern history rewritten, think about these. Gravity was invented by Isaac Walton. It is chiefly noticeable in autumn when the apples are falling off the trees. Bach and Handel were famous composers. Handel was half German, half Italian, and half English. He was very large. Bach died from 1750 to the present. Beethoven was so deaf that he wrote loud music. He expired in 1827 and later died from this, and so forth. History rewritten. A more sober type is when individuals with purpose and intent decide to rewrite the sordid records of the past. In spite of the fact that Hitler sent 6 million Jews to their deaths in the infamous concentration camps of Europe, along with 8 million Gentiles, some people yet strive to deny the Holocaust. Nothing is more chilling, more sobering, than to visit Yad Vashem in Jerusalem that chronicles vividly what took place. For years, the history books in Japan were completely silent about the Japanese invasion of China, which eventually led to World War II. I'm also thinking of a contemporary comedian who wanted to include a very funny story in his autobiography. The only problem is that he was not the person involved in the funny story, which was in fact about another comedian. So he gave the other person a sum of money, and he told the incident in the first person as though it had really happened to him. I guess you would say that's buying a small chunk of history. Twisting the truth or fabricating it is not new at all. For centuries, men and women have tried to rewrite the record, making themselves appear to be bolder, more courageous, more important than they really are. I'm thinking of the annals of old King Sennacherib, whose army was trounced when the force came against the angel of the Lord, and 185,000 died overnight. He omits that encounter when Assyrian historians wrote their chronicles, though. He does, however, leave us a relief on the wall of his palace, showing himself as the great conqueror. On a personal note, have you ever tried to rewrite the history book of your own life? Possibly you do it by what you tell your wife or don't tell her, what you include on your expense account, which makes your check fatter. Perhaps you rewrite history when it's time to pay taxes, and you would prefer that the government didn't know about those cash transactions. When God says enough, and you stand in His presence and the books are opened, the record will be straight, unadulterated, and exactly as things are. When individuals take it upon themselves to rewrite history, they are kidding themselves. As Jesus put it, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In spite of the fact people rewrite history, God has it straight. You have just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Sala. The moments fly by so quickly when I'm chatting with you. You've heard from me. I'd like to hear from you, too. Go to our website at guidelines.org, and there you can download resources or you can hit the right button and send me a message. And yes, I do Facebook as well. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines.